Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Tet, Mishnah Dalit. Here we'll talk about a situation where the death penalty applies to somebody for two different penalties. So which penalty does he get? Mishnah says, Mishnit Hayev Beshte Mitot Bedin. If there's somebody who did two different averot, and therefore he's obligated to be put to death by the Bet Din in two different ways, the question becomes, which way do we put him to death? We say Nidon Bahamura. He's punished with the stronger, harsher way of dying. For example, let's say somebody had inappropriate relations with a married woman, and for that he was supposed to get a punishment of strangulation. But before he was killed by strangulation, he did Avodah Zarah, he worshipped an idol, and that brings on the death penalty of stoning. And the penalty of stoning, of dying by stoning, is worse than dying of strangulation. So question becomes, which one does he get? On the one hand, you could think, he was already sentenced for strangulation by the Bet Din, so nothing could trump that, nothing could go higher than that. But on the other hand, you could say that once that second crime also came into play, he deserves the harsher punishment. So that would override the first sentencing that he got of the strangulation, and that's what we say. He's nidon bahamura. He's put to death with the harsher penalty for worshipping Avodah Zarah, and he gets stoning, and he does not get the beheading, which is the punishment for the inappropriate adultery. Because stoning is harsher than beheading, he gets the stoning. So that was for two different actions. The next part of the Mishnah is going to talk about, what if he did one action that has two different averot connected to it, two different isurin that both carry the death penalty, but two different death penalties. Avar avera, shinit hayev shetemitot. Let's say somebody did an avera that bring on two different death penalties. For example, he had an inappropriate relationship with his mother-in-law, and his mother-in-law was married at that time. So the two punishments he should get is, on the one hand, he had relations with his mother-in-law. That punishment is serefa, burning. He also had relations with an eshet ish, with a woman who was already married. And the punishment for that is strangulation. So we say likewise over here, it was only one action, but nidon bahamura, he's punished with the harsher of the two punishments, which is death by burning, as opposed to death by strangulation, which is not as hamur, not as harsh as the death by burning. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Yose is going to disagree. Rabbi Yose omer, nidon bazika harishona sheba'a alav. The person is punished with the first penalty of the first prohibition that applied to him. In other words, which prohibition, which avera came into existence first? Which status came in first? That is the sentence that he carries. For example, let's say his mother-in-law was already married at the time that he married the daughter. So the mother-in-law was already prohibited to the man as an eshet ish, as a married woman. So the second avera of it being his mother-in-law came into existence at a later time. So therefore, we say, according to Rabbi Yose, he would be punished for having relations with a married woman because that status came into the world first, even though it's considered to be the lighter of the two ways of getting the death penalty. We look at this woman not as the mother-in-law, but as a married woman, and therefore the death penalty would be strangulation. Like we said, even though it's lighter than the death penalty of serefa, of burning, for a man having relations with his mother-in-law. On the other hand, let's say his mother-in-law was single when he got married to his wife. His mother-in-law was divorced, for example. So he got married to his wife, and now his mother-in-law is not an eshet ish. She's not considered to be a married woman, but she's prohibited to him. She's asurat to him anyway, because now it's a mother-in-law. So that status has been established. And now let's say she gets married to another man. She's now considered to be an eshet ish. But Eshet Ish came into existence at a later point in time. So therefore, if he had relations with her, he's having relations with a mother-in-law, that status came into existence first, and therefore he would be punished with serefa, as opposed to looking at the woman as an eshet ish, as another man's wife, which that prohibition would be strangulation. So we look at her with the earlier status, whatever her earlier status was, and we match that up with him when we put him to death in that way. So here it would be, in that last example we brought, it would be serefa, because we look at her as his mother-in-law.